Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rums Over Baghdad. I'm your host, Albie, the great and old Albie of Magical Men. Joining me is Mary.
I'm not a man, thank you very much. Okay. I'm a woman.
Oh, no. It's like a that human Lord of the Rings female. Thing. Oh, no.
Not a robot. I wish I was a robot. My brain would work better.
Robot? Okay. All right. Jake is also here.
Yeah, being a robot would be cool.
Yeah.
Be all right. I don't know.
Fuck feelings.
Wow. DJ's here.
Hi.
He is actually a robot. See? Ask
well,
him.
Would you rather be like take your brain and put it into a robot body?
Yes.
Robot What's the body. Other option?
Yeah, of course.
Barbobot.
What's the other options?
I don't know what the other option is. I mean, that's I was just proposing that was the one way that I would
Problem solved.
Gotta move that consciousness over, right? You don't want to just like make another copy of yourself with the same memories, because that ain't you. That's somebody else who might have the same memories.
What about like a cyborg buddy?
Yeah.
Just put my head in a jar of like green goo and then put it on top of a mech.
All right.
And I'll run for president.
Oh, okay. I'd vote for that. What's your platform?
May death come swiftly to my enemies.
Yeah, really.
Okay, that's better than what I've heard lately. So that'll do it. Cool. Hell, we're here. It's beginning to
Nobody
look a
wants
lot
to
like
be
Christmas,
here.
And the feeling is in the air, folks.
You guys getting any snow?
Yes, like feet of it.
Feet. Yep, same here.
It fucking sucks. Feet of it. Yes.
It just got cold.
Imperial inches, perhaps. Is that maybe do anything for you?
Yeah. It
kilograms.
Does. Yeah, five strike kilograms of snow.
Just spread over a very large area.
You had to pick it all up first and weigh it.
Yep.
And put it back down.
I had to make sure it was put in the exact same location, though, which was an entirely difficult procedure. But hey, we're here.
It's a grid system. There are computers. It's fine.
It took a long time, but you know, what are you going to do? It's December 11th, 2016. What else are you going to do?
Anything but record a podcast. That's what I want to be doing right now. I'm sorry.
That hurts. Don't
I'm
you
so
want to
tired.
Spend time with me, your favorite person?
Yeah, I mean, it's Albert. Fun. This part is fun, but like, I'm fucking brain dead. I haven't played shit. I don't know. I'm tired as hell from this wrestling thing last night.
That and just, it's December and everybody's fucking tired. Just wants this year to be over.
It has been a rough year, but never a better year. Video games is what I hear from individuals who know.
It has actually
things.
Been a pretty good year for video games.
It has been a great year. It's been a great year to play video games. We still haven't really talked about our end of the year plans, but I'll say it right now. Hey, there's gonna be a lot of podcasts, maybe themed anime and maybe themed video games coming your way at various intervals. I have no idea what we're gonna do. There's also a list. But I haven't really set a
there's
hard
too
date
much
for
shit.
That.
Around the end of the year, why is there so many family events and like work events and then hobby events? And yeah, there's too much shit at all times.
I lied last week when I said that I was going to record episode 3 of Cops Over Baghdad this weekend.
I even sent you questions, sir.
Schedules did not match up after all, but it'll be next weekend.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, my dad and I are going to sit down and record that.
It's just cool to have. It's cool to have that content on the.
Yeah.
I always enjoy
that works
listening.
Perfectly because anime is next week.
Oh yes, it blends so
gonna,
well together.
I was going to tell you guys, anyways. I wasn't going to be here on Sunday.
It's perfect.
Next Sunday. So perfect. Awesome.
This is the podcast where we plan everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the plan cast. My plan is to drink alcohol and talk about anime next week. That's my plan.
Strats over Baghdad. Yep.
That's good.
Not bad.
The hottest of strats.
I've had too much alcohol this week.
I need the strats. Yeah, I had too much booze, but it was only $4. $4 for good beer. And I had so much good beer last night, and I yelled a lot, and nobody got upset at me for yelling too much this time at the wrestling event. So that was cool.
Wait, they did last time?
Yeah, some dude was like, hey, could you like keep it down? I was cracking
what?
Up. Yeah. That's... I was yelling too much at the wrestling. I guess I was going woo or whatever.
Woo!
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, like a Ric Flair woo. Like,
yes. Woo! Yeah. I was wrestling.
So what wrestling event did you go to? Let's just get this. Let's just do that.
Party World Wrestling. They had their Winter Wonder Slam 3, and it was great. It was better than last time I went by a ton. Like, Puppet Head was back. The Primo family was great. Some crazy developments with the Golem and his role.
What?
Yeah.
The plot involved, you're saying? Okay.
Oh, they had a ladder match where the ladder match was to put, like, the star on the 420-foot high tree.
Yep. Yeah.
And they kept saying, like, that's a high tree, like, every, every time they brought it up.
That's pretty good.
It was terrible.
That's a big tree, and that's all you
have. It's funny, like, once.
Yeah. But they kept doing it over and over, and it came funny again. But yeah, the ladder match, they had to use step ladders because it wasn't a very large venue.
That the mental image of that's pretty good.
It was pretty hilarious. Kippy had a match where she had to, like, outsmart some Wet Bandit style dudes. It was good. It was good.
Tie paint cans to the ring posts and swing them at them.
It mainly involved a lot of gifts being used in fun ways against the criminals. Like, yeah, no paint cans, though. A lot of bricks.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I didn't, like, totally lose my voice. I didn't throw up or anything. I didn't drink that much. No. It was fun. I didn't have to use the porta potty too much. Only once. That was nice.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. That's always, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some stronger, like, leg muscles now doing that porta potty, like, fitness squats.
Great.
Yeah.
New workout for the new year.
Yeah.
A little too much information.
But... that's why I didn't want to record right now, because I'm so fucking tired. I'm brain dead. It's bad. Yeah. So you're going to get, like, the unfiltered stream of consciousness, Mary. It's
okay,
not very
cool.
Good.
No,
yep.
That's fine. That's great.
Yeah, see, and it's just going and going and going. So, yeah, somebody else talk.
Just like a porta potty. Anyway, yeah. Cool. Then I'm glad you had fun at the wrestling event.
There's a definite end to a porta potty.
Yeah.
You know when that's
say.
Done.
I'm going.
Fill her up.
Oh, God. All right, well, you play any video games, though? You know those? Let's move on to that, then. You play any?
Yeah. Just grinding on a bunch of free-to-play garbage because everything is too busy and I don't have time to focus on stuff. So I'm just grinding like crazy on Let It Die. I joined the Texas team, like, for the multiplayer online co-op stuff. Like, you join regional teams, and we had a war going on with Germany. So I was just raiding a whole bunch of Germans over and over again and killing their bases until I started encountering, like, level 50 dudes. And so I had to look it up on the internet how to get access to, like, level 50 fighters, because all of my fighters that I can create right now are only able to level up to 25. Apparently I need to beat a boss on floor 10. So yeah, it's a grindy ass game, but that game is so fun. I have just been playing it, like, nonstop all week. Like, I have 5 fighters, like, I think right now. You can just keep grinding and grinding and grinding, and I wish I hadn't started playing this game, because now I waste so much time on it.
So do the items, like, increase in durability stats? Because I played, like, maybe 2 hours of this, and the biggest thing that I've got is the items pretty much die almost immediately.
Yeah. The main thing that you need to do is hunt down some blueprints. Once you find some blueprints in, like, your levels, you bring that down to the store, and then you can start manufacturing items using, like, research materials, like iron scraps or aluminum or wood or waste oil and shit. And basically, like, once you start research on this blueprint, it takes about, like, 1 minute for them to finish the research, and then you can buy that item permanently in the shop, like, whenever you want to do a run. And that item that you've constructed has, like, way more, like, actual item endurance on it.
That's
and you
good.
Can, like, you can actually keep researching those blueprints over and over again as well to enhance the material, like enhance the actual blueprint. So it'll be like pants plus four, or even like once you max up like the number amount, you can actually, using a harder grade of like materials, you can actually like make a brand new item, like that'll have different colors and stuff too. Like it's just like a palette swap, like a fancier star version basically of that item. So it really rewards you going in there and grinding like crazy, picking up materials like crazy. Like this is I'm going to be playing this game for a long, long time. It's bad. I like all the music in it. I like all the characters. There aren't that many or anything. There's not that much going on, but it's just totally a merry game. Like all this crafting and grinding and Dark Souls-y type combat. And I just love dungeon crawlers. So I'm going to be playing this game a shit ton. It's bad.
Yeah. It looks good. I just haven't committed the time to see if it's going to like be good for me. I'll probably play a bunch more of it over the week or over the holidays, but I just don't have the time right now.
Yeah, it is kind of a time commitment type game, like Destiny or whatever. Like you just need to play so much of it.
It's kind of more so because it has it says early on it has that sort of system of once you're in sort of the levels and stuff, if you turn off your PS4 or something, it's going to treat it as a death for your character or something. So it kind of forces you to commit, say, 25-30 minutes of just running around in these levels, making sure you can make the most of your time or your character before you run back down.
That's true. But I don't know. I actually played a little bit of Let It Die, like after I took a shower and I was just like getting ready before the wrestling stuff to go out. And I made a brand new character, sent her through like a couple levels of the dungeon, leveled her up, submitted the new blueprints I got, and then put her back in defense on my base and then quit out. And that took me about like 15 minutes. So like once you're used to it, I guess, and once you're used to how everything runs, you can like kind of strategize and plan. But this is such a planning type game. Like it reminds me of Stardew Valley or something. Like you have to be working with goals in mind because it is so grindy. Yeah. But I fucking love that.
How many levels have you gone? I guess not up to level 10.
Yeah, I'm at the 9th floor right now. I wanted to play a bunch of it today, but I ended up playing a bunch of Heroes of the Storm with Gary Mixler people this morning instead, because I was tired.
Easy game, yep.
Yeah. But yeah, like the deaths actually don't really matter that much. Once you have like a good supply of money going, like you can just pay regular kill coins and get them back. Like it's not really, I don't know. I finally started running out of money now that I can craft like super great materials. Like I run out of money just buying equipment for my characters, like new characters that I keep getting. And yeah, I just need to play that game some more, I guess. I barely, like, I guess once you unlock this newer grade of characters, you can do even more shit. So, I don't know. I guess I still need to find out what the deal is with this game. Because they have such neat features, like all of this crazy online stuff where you're attacking different regions, like all of these, you can see like the player counts too, and Texas has like over 3,000, I think. California has around 8,000.
Jeez.
And just like getting in wars with people and going in and raiding other people's bases, like it reminds me of like weird old BDS game type stuff, like Legend of the Red Dragon, like going in and killing people in the inn and stealing all their gems and shit. Like I don't know, it's cool, I like it, it's weird.
How many players does the UK have, because last I heard they were fighting against California?
Oh, California. I don't remember.
Don't understand why.
Yeah, well, it seems like they are displayed on this map that kind of vaguely has them laid out like where they would be in the world, but they're represented by these circles, and the larger a circle is, the more players there are in a team, and it seems like the large circles are kind of attacking each other, And for some reason, UK just wanted to go after California. I don't know why Texas wanted to attack Germany either, other than, like, we have a lot of Germans here, but whatever.
I'm saying this right now. Fuck California.
Wow.
Yeah, California sucks.
I agree. Fuck California. I wish we were in a war with California instead.
Boy, we're just declaring, okay, huh.
I mean, they started it. They're all moving here. I mean, right. In-N-Out Burger is fine, but... Oh, man, there was this lady at the wrestling show with the heaviest Californian accent I have ever heard. She sounded like a Valley girl. I didn't think that actually existed. Excellent. It was... I was not mean or anything. I was just like, wow, that's so weird and neat to hear that in person. I'm so lame. Yeah, like I said, stream of consciousness. Sorry.
Okay, so but yeah, we declared that California was a bad place. All right, okay, that's treading new ground. Good.
Well, California's all right, but the people who moved to Oregon from California can fuck off.
Okay. Oh, so they're like the New York of the West Coast. I see.
Yeah.
All right.
And we have New Yorkers moving here too. So many license plates.
It's... Gentrification of Houston or whatever. It's the up and up. It's the city that's where it's happening in Texas.
Supposedly that's Dallas. I don't know. That's where all the rich
Dallas people
are
moving.
Dallas
is a garbage place. Don't even talk about Dallas. Dallas
that's
is garbage.
What
I heard. I thought Dallas was like oil barons.
And very good football teams.
Yeah.
They're fucking garbage football teams. So that's all I have to fucking say. There was a fucking trash out there. Not even, no one is actually a fan of Dallas. They're fuck. All right, let's move on. So tell me about Warframe.
What the fuck was that?
That was anger and rage.
Sounds anyway. Like you got possessed for a second.
I did.
More demon voices.
I didn't get to do it last time. I couldn't bring out the demon. Now I brought it out, and everyone's like, well, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
What about old man demon?
I go, oh, that ain't gonna happen. You want my voice to sound like that permanently? Because that's not how that happens.
I don't know. I just think it would be a cool combo.
Oh, yeah. The old demon. That's no.
Old man demon.
Old man demon up in them hills. That boy, old. Damn. He's so old. I don't know why I was going to go with that. Here we go. He's so old joke. He's so old jokes.
Great.
Your mama's so old jokes. That's okay. That'll do it. All right. Yeah, he's so old, he knew Burger King when he was a prince.
Just so old, you still use a printer.
Damn.
Boom, got him.
Got him. All right, tell me
Yo
about...
Yo, mama's so old, I slapped her back and her tits fell off.
Wow. Well, are we going to do this? Is this his podcast now? Your mama's so old? Is that...
Yes. This is a new Yo Mama joke.
Find me your best ones.
What the fuck are we even doing?
Find me the best one of those jokes.
I want to die. I told you we shouldn't have recorded this today.
Tell me about Warframe.
DJ, what video game did you play?
No, okay, fine.
Okay, well, Warframe. Sorry, I'll just do this real fast. Warframe, I played the second Dream with Rapid and Gary. And that was awesome. We thank you for the... Warframe crew, Giant Bomb Warframe crew. I'm going to play some more. I'm sorry I don't have cool stuff to talk about, but it would be too long talking about the story. And yeah, it was cool though. Man, that moon looks so cool. That moon is so cool. You guys need to play the second Dream. I guess you can watch the video coming out later too though. But yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Now you guys talk about video games with some intelligence more than me. Sorry. My brain's dead. Sorry, Rapid. Sorry.
Thank you for jumping in, because I was eating Doritos anyway, so...
That's perfect.
You okay, cool.
Can I ask one question, though, Mary?
Yeah, sure.
I don't understand. Did they, like, do something in Warframe? I was hearing talk the other day, and I kind of missed most of the conversation that was
There's
happening.
There's so much stuff in Warframe now. I feel like I finally, like, am getting to the real Warframe now. Like, you have to keep chipping.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to keep chipping down through those layers, through those planetary layers. And, yeah, I'm getting to the real Warframe now that I have a real little anime child. I made him beautiful. He looks cool. He has a fucked up head.
Oh, okay.
You'll see, I guess. It's cool. I like Warframe. It's a ton of fun. It's different from Let It Die. Like, they play differently enough that I feel like I can keep them both going. So that's good.
Yeah, Warframe just gameplay-wise, so much quicker, right?
Yeah, no, you're definitely speeding around, jumping and flipping. Like, I love sliding and then jumping and then ninja killing dudes, like chopping off grenier heads. Yeah.
The grenier?
It's different. Yeah, it's the grenier.
It's the grenier.
It's always the grenier.
Always the grenier! What's on, that's
or those guys saying. With the square helmets.
Yes, those
the
guys.
Corpus.
The corpus.
Sure.
Yes.
It's the grenier.
Man, I hate their stupid little hovering shield robot dudes. They're the worst. Suck. I know, they're so annoying. They're way worse than the Stampy robots. Like, I don't... Those are kind of cute. Okay, yeah.
Huh, okay. I heard there was tile set improvement or something like that, or they did have some upgrade on the graphics. Is that... Does that bear out? Does that... Did they...
They're always, like, doing more graphics, like, improving it, but...
More?
It's not enough to where I've, like, noticed it. Not enough. I haven't seen, like, major revisions, but I haven't been super paying attention to Warframe since the very beginning, so... I don't know.
Maybe I'll play some Warframe then. I was going to play it
you
anyway.
You should.
But...
It's fun. Yeah, Jake, I know, was playing it too. But yeah, I play it with Gary. It's fun.
Let's get into Warframe, guys, huh? High five. All right, cool.
Nah.
It is fun. I mean, it's fun. I keep running out of credits, though, because I'm trying to upgrade all my mods. So yeah, like I said, I'm just grinding on these free-to-play games. I have strats. This is the Stratcast. Yeah. Callbacks.
Okay.
Somebody else talk now, please.
All right. DJ, you can go and talk.
I played more Mafia 3. Kind of the same stuff going on. I still like it a hell of a lot. I just haven't had the time this week to play more of it. I will probably play a bunch more this week if I have time again. What I have been doing is I needed something to deal with on the bus. Uh-huh. So I've gone down the very, very bad rabbit hole of watching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Jesus.
Why? Like,
everyone was talking about it for like 2 years ago, and I was like, huh, I want to see how shitty this ending is, and I mocked the shit out of people for caring so much about that end. So I figured I will actually see if this was any good. And season one was okay, but I've already watched all of season one, so I'm now committed. Now I have to go on this terrible, terrible journey.
But you're going to have to watch anime soon. My God, man.
I know. And there's like 150 of these fucking How I Met Your Mother episodes.
Boy.
And I don't know what to do. Well, I'll watch the anime first, I'm sure.
Boy. That's
I'm sorry, I've been left struck speechless, yeah, because that'll... I don't understand, like, why you would want to marathon it. Like, I don't
why
know.
Why do you do that to yourself, man? Huh?
Well, there's nothing else to watch. Like, what else am I going to watch? Anime? Right. Why would I watch that crud? All the good anime is done this week on West Wednesdays. I'm done with Westworld. Okay. I've already watched all of that.
How about Flash or like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Good shows, okay.
Why would I watch those?
Fine, okay.
Well, I was talking with Gary about how we needed to marathon all of Kids in the Hall because we have like the DVD set. We haven't actually watched it all the way through, just like random episodes. So I can understand it, I guess, but I don't know. That's so many episodes of that show. That's so many. Yeah.
Like today, I was like, how many episodes is it per season? I just assumed it was like 10 or 12. No, it's like 20 to 22 for like 6 or 7 seasons. It's awful.
Yeah, no, they crank those shows out. Like, that show was weekly. Like, yeah.
So the benefit of it is you can kind of put that on in background. Think of it like a podcast sort of music, except it's a TV show.
You
really have to pay too much attention.
I'm pretty sure that's how they're, like, intended to be consumed. Yeah, like, even on American TV primetime. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn off my brain and watch these through, and they very slightly link together, but you don't really have to pay attention to get why or how.
I know, like, when I was watching those kind of shows, like, back then, I was like, oh, I'm doing this math worksheet or whatever at the same time. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I did all the laundry through, like, 12 episodes of that thing, so that was good today. That was my Sunday.
It took you 12 episodes to do your laundry?
Look,
laundry
I was slow.
That's what are you doing?
You were like, were you having to wear like shirts twice or something at that point?
I was slow and I was focusing on the How I Met Your Mother and also having hot breaks.
Ah, okay.
Okay, well, as long as you're taking a hot break every once in a while, that's fine. You know, you gotta take your daily hot breaks every once in a while. Gotta be staying healthy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
You should be doing the speedy AI bots matches with us. Get under, like, 5 minutes for a match, you know. It'll be fast.
I did my, like, 30 games, like, 2 weeks ago. So I don't need to ever touch AI speedy games ever again.
It was kind of fun. It was kind of fun, though. Talk about brainless. That's why it was good this morning.
Yeah, who doesn't like brainless fun? I know I do. Jake, do you like brainless fun?
Are you trying to seg?
I want to see where this goes.
Sure.
Okay, I don't really have any follow-up on
that. I'm not sure.
I just wanted to start a conversation with you.
If you're implying one of the games I played is brainless, or...
I just kind of wanted to talk to you about, hey, do you like brainless fun? It wasn't even a seg, really.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Honestly, no, I don't, actually.
Yeah, I could see both sides. I could see both sides. So tell me about the games you played, though, Jake. We're on to you.
So I went and checked back in with some PlanetSide.
I was going to do that with you, and then I forgot, and then I didn't download it for a day later, and now it's today. You want to play some PlanetSide after this? Is that a no?
I don't know.
Okay, then maybe I'll just download Warframe. Either thing is fine.
Like, PlanetSide is still really fun if you're in a big organized group. But I don't know. Like, every battle that I'd go spawn at, it was just we were always getting destroyed or the battle was already over. And for some reason, the map said there was still a battle going on. So then I had to hit the redeploy key again, wait 10 more seconds until I can respawn.
Huh.
And then go somewhere else.
Ooh, that's...
Because there's a button on the map. It's like, instant action, get right into a fight. And that never works, ever. That'll drop you at a base where, like, one guy got in and started capping stuff. And you just run in, you kill him, and then the battle's over.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, right, where... It's so hard going back to games like that because that's something they could probably fix if they were devoting a lot of time to it. But that company is in such shabby shape now, and it's, I don't know, it's not.
They've been doing pretty well with PlanetSide, apparently. Like, I checked out the Reddit, the subreddit for PlanetSide, and it seems like they're doing all right with PlanetSide, like, development and support wise.
Huh.
I
don't believe that, but sure. Yes, that makes... I mean, if they're saying they're doing well, okay. But I can definitely see, like, I don't know. I wonder if they're ever do a PlanetSide 3. Is that still owned by Sony, I wonder? Or is that...
No.
Daybreak Studios.
Daybreak, or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Friday night, after the gym, I came home, and there are always big open, like, platoons you can join. You hit the O key or something to bring up whatever squads are on that server, and you can just join one. And I joined one that had like 30 other people in it, and that was actually kind of fun for a bit because we just went from base to base and just destroyed because we had a little bit of coordination.
Huh. Okay.
Actual teamwork can actually be fun sometimes. Even just
a little bit versus unorganized randoms, and you will destroy. Plus, I was playing engineer, and you get a lot more XP for helping out squad members, like giving them ammo and repairing squad vehicles and stuff. It's like 20, no, maybe it's like 30 or 40% more XP, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was fun. I felt like I was doing something.
Yeah, and if people are actually working together, you want to help them. So, yeah.
And people play their classes for the most part. Like, if you ask
Gotta
for,
play a class.
Yeah, play if class. You if you do the if you push V and then push 2, that makes you yell that you need a medic, and then somebody will usually run over and heal you up. But yeah, I mean, it's all right. It's hit and miss. You have to join a big group that at least kind of knows what they're doing to have at least some kind of fun with it.
But you wouldn't come back and play it again right now? You're kind of.
I might go back and play some more tonight. I don't know. My old outfit disbanded like 2 years ago, so which is a bummer because that outfit had like 2,000 people in it.
Whoa.
when all the other outfits at the time were like in 1,000 tops because the rules to get into the outfit were it was two rules. It was one was don't be a dick, and the other one was obey orders. And that's it. That's it. And everybody abided by said rules, and we just rolled over maps and stuff. It was awesome.
That's cool. It feels like this game for you is the way I'm with WoW, which is like every once in a while I gotta check back in for a few minutes or for a few days, but then I don't play anymore.
And then they used to do it was Wednesday nights and Friday nights, I think, were ops nights where there were special missions that it was like, oh, do your faction has to do this in 2 hours. You have 2 hours to do this. It's like capture this continent within 2 hours. If you do, you get a shitload of XP.
Were those like your raid times, like when everyone in the crowd was right, that's just rush the map?
Yeah, that's when we would have multiple 48-person platoons rolling around, which is pretty awesome when you think that those are all other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that Let It Die, Germany versus Texas thing was only for 24 hours, and we lost, but I still got a bunch of shit for participating, so that was cool.
Like, it was always really cool because there'd be like a base that was super heavily fortified, and we'd fly in four galaxies, which are these really big transport ships that can hold 12 people, which is a squad. And we had four squads, and each squad got their own galaxy. And then we had the platoon leader was saying, okay, Alpha Squad, you're dropping in over this thing. You need to take out this. And then Charlie, you're going to go over to this part of the base. You're going to drop all your guys down over there. So there was a bit of coordination to it. It would just destroy. It was awesome. But they're not around anymore, unfortunately. So.
Well, I mean, as long as you're still having fun with the game, I guess. If there's fun to be found even without, you know, that big of a group, I guess that says something good about...
I can still shoot people in the chest with rocket launchers and they still get mad. So
well, there you go. That's a selling point.
Yep. Put that on a box. Especially when you do it from, like, a quarter mile away. You just arc it just right and you happen to just clip someone with a rocket and just an infantry running. That'll get you some angry tells pretty quick.
Anyway, what did you... play anything else?
You played. I started playing Doom again.
I need to do that. How far did you get?
I'm about 4 hours in. Like, I just got the double jump.
There's a double jump. Okay, well, you're farther than I ever got, so that's cool.
And this time, I'm actually kind of exploring around and getting all the collectibles and stuff.
Secrets.
All the secrets.
But I'm not playing on Ultraviolence. I know I'm a wuss playing through it on normal again. But Ultraviolence is just way too hectic. Like, even after just the normal fights on normal difficulty, like when the music cuts out or when the music stops and you just have this big fucking fight, I'm still like, have to sit there and take a breath for a second and just go.
You actually need a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they throw so many fucking enemies at you at some points in that game. But yesterday morning I was in the shower and I was like, you know what? The Doom soundtrack's pretty fucking good. And then when I got out of the shower and all that and got on YouTube and I was listening to the Doom soundtrack and I was like, I'm gonna play some fucking Doom. And I ended up playing like 2 or 3 hours of Doom yesterday.
I need to play that game. It's installed and ready
it's
to go.
So
but
fucking cool.
I'm afraid to start.
I have this doofy thing of like, a couple months ago, the statue edition was super cheap, and for some reason, I didn't pick it up. So I'm having
that
this whole
is a
thing.
Game that I would get the collector's edition for a statue of the Doom guy. Is that's probably what it is, right?
It's not the Doom guy. It's remember that like stupid dumb teaser trailer that was like 10 seconds long that announced the game when it first sort of like got announced, and that dude's just walking across with like guns strapped to his shoulders. It's that guy.
Revenant. The multiplayer, how you can get that power up and turn into it, yeah.
It's a big skeleton with a jetpack and rocket launchers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the Revenant, yep.
Huh. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. That's a pretty cool statue from what I'm looking at here.
He looks very upset.
He looks angered and killy.
But man, if I could get like a statue of like the old school, like the Doom cover where he's sitting on top of like a hill or something and he's shooting dudes that are like trying to reach up at him.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that'd be badass.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. I need to play them.
I found the super shotgun like way earlier than I was supposed to, I think. Well, I mean, it was a secret at an earlier level than when you normally get the super shotgun.
Ooh. That's like old Doom, kind of.
Yeah, where you could find a weapon that you will normally come across later.
Yeah.
It's right in the main storyline. Or it's like right by an objective. There's a dead guy with a super shotgun or something. But no, I found it probably an hour before I came across said dead guy holding the super shotgun.
Man, I need to play that game. It seems so good in every way.
And I'm pretty sure I got the problem with my mouse fixed.
What was your problem?
The firmware or something on my SteelSeries rival, whenever I would do really big, fast movements with it, because I use a really low DPI, every now and then, say if I'm playing like competitive CS, maybe like once every game, the cursor or the sensor would just jump in some random direction, like really, really far, really, really fast. So I could be looking at a guy and all of a sudden I'm looking behind me and up.
That would suck.
So I went and I looked up. I was like, what the hell? Why is it doing this? And then I found out that it was a problem, and went and found out how to get the new firmware update for it. And I'm pretty sure that fixed it, because it did not happen once when I was playing Doom, which made me happy.
It's interesting. It's just simple software.
Yeah, I've like never thought of having to like update my mouse's firmware before, but if shit is acting all crazy, then yeah.
And even in the patch notes, it was like, fixed an issue or fixed a sensor issue affecting users using low DPI moving their mouse really fast. And I was like, that's it.
Man. Computers are cool.
Yeah.
And also stupid, because, yeah, that sucks that it screwed up in the first place. But, yeah, I'm glad they fixed it.
And you guys want to be robots. Sometimes they're cool. Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want stuff to malfunction, like, when it comes... Well, it already does. My body already malfunctions all the time. Fuck that. I'm taking a robot body.
Fair. We'll keep this conversation going in the background now, and then we'll get back to it at the end of the
revisit
podcast.
Revisit it.
See if you still feel that same way. We'll see. Well, that's cool.
I'm leaning robot brain right about now, too.
Well, yeah, okay. All right. Robot brain? I don't know about robot brain.
I want to go all beep boop.
Beep boop? Okay.
Logical.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's everything you played, Jake?
Yep.
Cool. All right. I can talk about some of the games I played. Let's start off with like a hot banger. Train Simulator. That's a great game, isn't it?
What'd you simulate about the trains?
I driving a train, and you drive around, and you open up the doors, and you deliver the passengers to the locations on an orderly time.
So it's a commuter train.
Yes. Or it's a cargo train also. You can drive a cargo train. Do you like trains?
Oh, wow.
Do you enjoy driving trains?
I like riding in trains, like, because it only happens, like, once every couple years. So it's weird and novel.
Yeah, it's novel. I wish people traveled in trains more often. It would be pretty cool.
Driving a train sounds pretty novel, but actually playing a train video game sounds
it's
kind of fucking boring.
Garbage. Right. It's yeah.
Sorry.
Like it's good, but then like the actual game part, it'll slow down at weird spots, and the graphics aren't very good at times. And there's so much fucking DLC. You can't play any of the workshop games because all the workshop games are based off of a different DLC thing that you would have to download and buy. It's bad. It's rough. It's rough. But hey, I enjoyed my time with it, kind of, sort of, as a boring thing to do while I listened to podcasts. It was alright. It was fun. It wasn't fun. It was a thing I did. How about that? Does that sound good?
Yeah. I mean, so it's similar to Euro Truck or whatever?
Yeah, kind of similar, but like less. You know how you have Euro Truck, there's kind of you build your company or whatever, you have other drivers working for you.
There's no mission structure or anything?
I mean, there's scenarios, but they're never like, there's no like meta layer of other things going on. There's no company you set up, there's no like, I don't know, skill tree or anything like that. It's just kind of, here's the thing you can do, this scenario with this one train, and that's about it. It's kind of disappointing because it feels like they kind of nickel and dime you with all the DLC and they don't really add anything.
Right.
I don't know, that makes the game more than just, like, fucking driving game.
Yeah, I'm looking at all of the DLC, and it just seems like train nerd checklist DLC. Like, I can drive the Chorus Railway or whatever the hell that is. I don't know.
I wish it was better because, you know, around the holidays, I think I always liked going and watching the little trains go around the little train set thing. And I've kind of always wanted to, I don't know, do something with that whole concept of little tiny miniature trains going around a train set. And I kind of wanted to make a video game about that at some point.
That would be cool. I'd play a scale model train sim. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Get to design your table. You could have a Christmas village. Uh-huh. All sorts of bullshit. Oh my God.
Be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like this is missing that extra layer of something. It's missing that fun and, like, frolicking. I don't know. It just misses the people are all kind of stiff. And, like, I get that they're trying to go for the super realistic, super precise. Like, here's your... You gotta be on your schedule. Here's, like, I don't know, real intense simulator. Because some of this is probably pretty close to how you would actually learn how to drive a real train. But it just not inspiring as a game. Like, I think... If you're trying to be a simulator, you got to be a game first and a simulator second in some ways.
Yeah, this seems like a way for, like, train nerds to view models, like 3D models of trains in a game, and that's about it.
Yeah, it's, you know, so I don't know.
$6,000 worth of DLC trains.
Yeah, I mean, it's this amount of fucking DLC is unfucking believable. I mean, it's metric tons. I can't even imagine. And they're all, like, named terribly, so it's super difficult to look up if something needs it or not, because it's like, fuck, do I even know if I have the Berlin Lipbig route add-on, or this, like, I don't know, the CSXAC6000CW loco. Like, how am I supposed to know? Is that good?
The Blade Q1 class loco. The ugly duckling of Southern Steam is now here for Train Simulator.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The dated Q class was seen as an obvious, but the SR's chief mechanical engineer, Oliver Bully, decided a new... Yeah, this is just for nerds. I don't care about train history. I just want to play with the trains.
And that's the greatest sin of it.
There's not enough playing with trains.
There's not enough training. There's too much DLCing. How about that? That's my quote on the back of the box. Here's my back of the box quote for Train Simulator. But yeah, look out for my train game coming in 2018. Trains Without, it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be a hot banger. Get ready.
I mean, if it's kind of like that roller coaster sim I saw lately on that quick look on Giant Bomb, where you can actually, like, terraform the land around it. Like, you could make tunnels for your trains to go through, uh-huh. like mountains, all this crazy bullshit. I would play that. I'm sorry, I would.
Look out for it. It's coming 2018. I can announce it now. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great game. Get ready. I also played Rodeo Stampede Sky Zone Safari.
I just had a game idea.
Okay,
a development idea for your game.
Uh-huh. I'm writing this down. Go ahead.
It needs to be like a tabletop sim where you can flip it at any time.
Okay.
And just have it all go fucking flying on the train. Like smoke coming out of the smokestack and just little people flying.
So first person in the train when you flip it. So it's just like, oh shit. Yeah, okay.
See it going down.
Great. That sounds
you
cool.
could have a Godzilla attack.
Yeah, or an earthquake, or like a flood.
Like SimCity.
Yeah, there you go. Why don't I just make a SimCity, but with trains in it? How about that?
That sounds
good? Fuck yes.
Yes.
It's going up, folks. We got our game idea. Now I need to recruit artists and talented individuals to help
me
make this.
Now we need to rip all the sprites out of Tech War and put it in there.
All right, acid flip. We're going to do this.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. We should just have it all be an acid. That'd be cool. Just drug up all the people in the train and they're all in acid.
It's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
No, acid.
Oh, acid flip. Ah.
Use your ears. God.
I didn't know. Well, I also didn't know about Rodeo Stampede Sky Zone Safari. That's a phone game for the Android and I believe probably for the iPhone. It's a game where you are a man who wants to open a zoo in the sky and must rodeo lasso a bunch of wild animals while careening down a course in some kind of weird African wilderness. It's pretty fun, guys. If you haven't played it, I think it's up for right now. It's up for, I think, on the Google Play Store, one of the Game of the Year things they're doing for the Google Play Store.
Didn't I hear, like, Popcans talking about playing this game at some point?
He might have. I mean,
I think he did, yeah. Maybe on this podcast,
maybe
too.
Maybe on this podcast. It could be. I never pay attention to what he says, so he could have said it on this thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's super fun to just, like, you're just, like, trying to build your little zoo out, and you're finding all these weird animals, just, like, lassoing things and trying not to crash into walls. It's kind of super stressful, especially when you find a new, like, super rare wild animal to not, like, crash it into a wall and then ruin your chance of getting it into the zoo. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Very arcadey.
Yeah, very arcadey. Kind of looks like a Crossy Road, almost. The next same kind of blocky, retro-y art style thing. It's a lot of fun. If you're looking for one of those kind of, like, I don't know, games you could just kind of spend a few minutes with, something similar to, like, Jetpack Joyride or something like that. It's a good, like, it's a good poop game. How about that? It's a good toilet game. Good robot
game. For me to poop
also.
On.
Yep. A good toilet bowl. I don't know what's, there's probably a term for it, but it's one of those, like, hey, spend five
a
minutes on the
game.
Train. Yeah, it's a shitter game, but it's not a shitty game. See, that's the difference.
Yes, it's cool. Or a shooter.
It's a hell of a game. Everybody should try it. It's free. The microtransactions are not that overt in any way, so it's pretty good for an Android game, and that says something. So give it a try. Now we come to this part.
I did already when Popcans talked about
it.
Oh.
Okay. Well, this is gonna be the hard part of this podcast for me. So yesterday I go out. Right, we're on the town. I recently got my teeth pulled. I was just out in the town looking around, and then I was like, hey, maybe we'll just walk in the mall here, right? And this is a pretty good deal, I thought, on a PlayStation 4.
What? Describe the deal.
It's one PlayStation.
Details on the deal.
A PlayStation 4 Slim, a bundle with Uncharted 4, 5, whatever that one is, and 1 year of Plus membership for $214.
How much are they normally?
Yeah, it's a good
What's question. The MSRP?
I don't know. What is the MSRP? What does MSRP mean? Right now, a PlayStation...
Manufacturer's suggested retail price.
Oh. Right now, the deal's kind of going on Amazon, but I don't know. Kind of going for that around that same price, generally, kind of, sort of.
It seems like that's the normal price right now.
It was.
But
it
that's
was.
The normal deal.
It was $299, and now it's dropped down for 50% off. I mean, $50 off for $249, and then they add on the free year plus.
Oh, so it's like one of those. I think they talked about this last year with the Xbox, that temporary price cut. It seems like in effect,
right.
This is basically what's going on.
Yeah, and so now I wake up today, kind of all I don't know. Weirded out. I don't know if it was a good choice or not. It was sudden. It was such a gut choice of, like, hey, this thing is happening today. It's happening only today. It's like, we're up here. Do we do it or not? And I took the shot, but I don't know still if it's the right choice or not.
Does your PlayStation have, like, Nathan Drake on it or anything?
No.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not any kind of special fancy PlayStation.
Well, that's kind of lame, then. I don't know. That's not that special. I want a fancy Nathan Drake. No, I actually don't.
Don't know. I just don't know if it's worth it. I can't. So help me decide. Is it worth it? Did I make a bad deal? Should I return it? These are things.
You don't have a PS4 already, right?
No, and I don't have a PS3 either because mine burned out a few months ago.
Oh.
So that factors in as well. And I just don't know. I just don't know.
You're not going to be able to play your PS3 games on it, just so you know that, FYI.
I mean, the reason I bought it is for Persona whatever, but that's coming out in April. So, like, what? I don't know.
Probably June.
Probably, like, fucking September by my luck.
I mean, you're ahead of the game. You got one, so you may as well just get one now.
I don't know.
A Pro is 400, so 250 versus 400.
It's an easy choice.
Is it? What's the easy choice?
You'd get the 250 one.
Is it,
well, I don't know. if I was going in like brand new, fresh, I'd probably get the more expensive one, even though I'm not getting a fancy TV, just because I would be worried about newer games coming out and running like ass on the older one, even though I know they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. But...
Well, you're speaking as a PS4 owner and me as well.
Yeah.
So, like, we're kind of hoping that that is not the case anyway.
It's one of those things where this is the shitty thing about this whole mid-cycle upgrade shit is now it puts me wanting to kind of get a PlayStation in such an awkward position of like, is it worth going up a few hundred or is it just worth going with what I got? And I don't really know. It's such a hard decision.
It's up to you, really. How much money have you got? How much money are you going to pay? Are you going to devote to this thing? How much... is it really worth it? Are you gonna? Do you have a nice big TV? Do you have a 4K HDR TV that's going to take advantage
of it? Do you plan on
getting,
a 4K TV in the future at any point in time soon?
Then there's, like, no point. Then you get the 250 one.
Well, I mean, there's still the possibility of 1080 stuff, like, running a little better, but yeah. And all the... Actually, you know what? I just remembered the PlayStation Pro uses, like, the fancier HDCP, like the HDCP 2.2. So fuck the PlayStation Pro. Just get the older one. You want the better, less secure HDMI? That's... HDMI.
I just don't... It's just such a hard choice. Like, it's such a hard choice to weigh all those things together, and it's like... I want to buy your stupid fucking console, Sony. Why you gotta make it so goddamn complex? In my day, we just fucking bought a console and that was it.
They've made it easy. You've got the one choice, so you got the other choice.
That is true. It's not like you have to buy memory cards or whatever anymore, at least.
That's true.
But I guess the question is, like, do they actually hold to, we've got to make everything work, like, decently on the slims and the older ones? Or do they at some point just say, nah, we're just going to ditch those? Like, I just fucked up, man. It's such a messy...
Hey, welcome to PC. Welcome to, like, the lowest end of worrying about PC stuff. Welcome.
Or, like, your phone. I don't know. I need a new phone for those reasons right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what the answer is.
I mean, are you going to get a PS4?
Am I going to get a PS4?
Correction.
Well,
you've got one already, so there's no real worry about it. You're happily going to spend the money anyway on it, so just you've accepted it. You've got it.
Yeah, have you opened that sucker up?
No, I haven't. I'm waiting for Christmas. It's a Christmas gift. It's not. I didn't spend my own money on it. That's why it makes me feel weird. Makes me feel like, I don't know if it's...
Well, are there any exclusives that, besides Persona, which isn't actually out yet, that you actually want to play? Like, right now?
Maybe Final Fantasy. Maybe Last Guardian. Maybe Until Dawn. But not a lot, really. That's such a... I don't know.
Bloodborne.
Not a big Darkseid kind of guy.
Let It Die is free.
I'm gonna tell you one of the biggest secrets that... No one, it's the biggest, most open secret that no one has cared to notice about, but everyone knows about it, but they won't tell you. Final Fantasy's on Xbox One, too. No.
It will be a year from now.
Get fucked, PC Master Race. Like, if I was in the market for a console, I would probably actually be leading to an Xbox One S. I mean, like, sure, Persona
but
5,
Scorpio.
Horizon. Oh yeah, like, if I was looking for a console right now, it'd be an Xbox One S. If I was waiting till like November next year, then yeah, sure, Scorpio. Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, if that's the name of it. I forget what it is. And there was another exclusive that was good. Oh yeah, Last of Us 2, which is going to be out in like 3 fucking years. Those are like the only things that are going to keep me on this PS4.
Ni No Kuni 2. That first Ni No Kuni has come out on PC.
That's sure. Man, I don't know.
Hey, you get cat ears in this new one? I want to play it.
I do.
But I already own a PS4, so I already wasted that money. But, I mean, it's Christmas. It's a present. Whatever. You already did it. The deal's done.
I mean, it's not done. I mean, I could take it back. I mean, that's the thing that could happen, too. It's not 30 days out. It was only yesterday, so...
Do you plan on getting VR at any point in time for the PlayStation?
I've been thinking about that also.
Because it does do the VR stuff better, the other one, the more expensive one. So, but it is more expensive.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
It's $150 more expensive.
Boy, I don't know. We'll move on to news. I don't know. I feel weird. Let's move on to news. I don't know how much more I could say beyond, oh boy, I got a decision to make.
Yeah, it feels weird to ask for, like, a fancier present. Like, no, take it back and get me the better one. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
If I had a job, it wouldn't be so much of a problem, right? Like, I'd just I'd fucking just put that 100 up, but now without a job and it's being strapped around the holidays, it's not... All right.
Christmas is expensive.
Move on to news. Let's move on to the news.
Sad news.
So some sad news. Zelda's getting some pocket watches.
Why did this... Who put
who
that in there?
Who fucking put this here?
Hello.
Oh, okay. Bunch of trolls.
This is news. This is proper
news.
How is
it news?
Because there's going to be some hot pocket watches out.
Look at those.
Wow.
Some hot $20 plastic pocket watches.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
I just
stoked.
Got like a flashback from 10 years ago of me commenting on Kotaku. Why is this news?
This shit's going to be like $20 and like there's going to be 100 of them. So you can sell it for like $1,000.
Oh, that's right. Because Nintendo doesn't make enough of anything.
People are going to go fucking crazy for this, yeah. Well, maybe you should, if you're thinking about getting into this, this might be a good investment, money-wise. Sell it back out at like $200, $300, everything will be great.
I know of one friend who would buy one of these in a heartbeat, so yeah, it probably will make a ton of money.
They're only $20.
They are only $20, maybe just do it, just maybe like here.
It's got the Triforce right on it, you guys.
Look at it, and it's got like
a
fan.
Oh, in that case, fucking sold, shit.
Look at Link on the inside. Holy shit. And then some kind
it
of
says Hyrule on it, too.
I don't even have a place to put a pocket watch.
I'm not a man who walks around the streets with a pocket watch on. I'm just saying. I'm not that kind of guy.
You gotta be fancy.
You gotta be something.
I bet the author uses pocket watches. I'm sorry. I'm cyberbullying right now. I'll stop.
Yeah,
I'll be quiet.
Stop cyberbullying. Damn. In our next news story, since we're not going to talk about fucking watches all night, so China's going to force online games, to publicly announce the item drop rates for their loot boxes. This is a good thing, right?
Well, I mean, all of the games I play that have gacha-style boxes say the drop rates, so I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good that there's a law that they're required to, but... I don't know. All of the ones I use are like, that's why I only draw during Cinderella Fest because the rates go from 1.5% all the way up to 3%.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, it's kind of cool for, you know, you look at games like Overwatch or something. It's, you know, it's nice to know those item drop rates, and it can kind of be crappy if you don't know those. I see their point. Good thing. Good on China.
The drop rates for CSGO cases are awful. And when I found that out, I was like, fuck cases forever. And I just sell whatever cases I get.
China does care.
Yeah, China does care.
About the gamers.
About the gamers, yeah.
Think of the gamers.
I do every night.
Will someone think of the gamers? So how about that Skullgirls, hey? So their developer is teaming up with the anime studio Trigger for a new game. This is kind of directed at the members of the anime podcast. How about that? Anime people
That's cool.
getting in on games.
That's cool. They're going to make the opening animation for the game. So that's cool. I hope they do like an ending cutscene or something as well. Like, I don't know. Xenogears had a bunch of anime cutscenes in it, and it was cool. Yeah. Also, Little Witch Academia 1 and 2 is on Netflix, and I didn't realize that. And I watched some of it last night. So that's cool. Anime,
yeah. Who doesn't like some anime?
And I mean, those character designs would work pretty well with Trigger's style. I bet they could do that.
Yeah. I thought this was cool just because, hey, man, it brings our two podcasts. Spirit of the Holidays, Is It Moe, and the Rums of Baghdad can talk about the same thing for 5 seconds. And then stop talking about it, because let's talk about Ubisoft. It's, you know, Vivendi has increased its stake in Ubisoft's to over 25% and intends to continue increasing its share. Oh boy. Get ready, folks. This is a story we've been following for a while. I kind of wanted to just give it an update as a, holy shit, they're going to try to take over Ubisoft.
I feel like we've been talking about this since, like, we've had this podcast going on. Yep, like, this is the slowest...
The slowest, like, harshest corporate takeover,
yeah.
Just slow and vicious. I think
quicksand or something.
You know, I think people have been talking about this as like a, oh, who's better? Is it better for Vivendi to own Ubisoft or not? Listen, Ubisoft might not have the best track record at times, but they're pretty good. They've shown, you know, good consumer policy towards Rainbow Six Siege and The Division. They seem to have people that care about those games, and they keep doing updates on them and stuff. So maybe don't immediately assume Vivendi, the monster, will be better than Ubisoft. Yes, Ubisoft has issues, but Vivendi is something else.
Guys, I figured it out. I figured out Vivendi's hostile takeover plan and why it's so slow.
Uh-huh.
Why?
They're only buying shares when terrible games drop. Think about it. Watch Dogs, that like Blood Dragon trail thing. And Steep was like the latest thing, and they're buying more shares. Now
they're
that
just
Steep's
smart.
Basically tanked, yep.
They're saving money.
So when do you think they're going to buy their next bunch, their next 5%?
God, what's the next upcoming Ubisoft games?
My guess is when that Crew DLC thing hits, that Cops versus whatever thing. When that launches, boom, another 5%.
Slowly and methodically cutting Ubisoft apart. But, you know, Ubisoft has things they can do. They could just give all their
staff stock. Oh, the Blood on the Coke game. That's what's coming out. Sorry. It took me forever to think what was next.
Wildlands?
I hope that's going to be a good one.
We all hope that's going to be. It looks fucking cool. I'll run around the wilderness and shoot Coke dealers with y'all. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that?
They'll find a way to fuck it up.
Yeah. That
like, I thought Steep was going to be cool, and Steep is not very good.
Steep is such a random, weird game, though. I don't fucking understand Steep, but it's a thing. Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna make a game in a genre that people have been wanting a new game in for, like, the past 6 or 7 years. Oh, it's bad. Sorry. It's like, what?
Yeah.
We can hope they poison pill themselves. Let's hope Ubisoft poison pills themselves. That's the only... I don't want Vivendi owning them. Fuck Vivendi.
Did you ever look at getting into that other game, Jake? You mentioned another game. I forget what it was called.
Oh,
The Division? Was that it?
No, it's another snowboarding game called
It's called Infinite Air. I can't remember who the professional snowboarder. I can't remember the guy's name that's tacked onto the title.
Mark McMorrison.
Mark McMorrison. Yeah, that looked cool, but I don't know if it's $50 cool.
Oh wow. Okay.
Because I haven't heard anything about it.
It's 30 now.
Is it really?
Uh huh.
Huh.
Got pretty freaking great reviews, but who knows about Steam reviews? I don't trust those.
I'll have to go watch some YouTube videos.
Yeah, go check it out.
Hey. Because
that might be the snowboarding game I'm looking for.
Okay, go ahead, Mary. Yes?
Why do you hate Vivendi so much?
Listen, there's been a long history with Vivendi.
Didn't Vivendi make or publish the Zimbini's games? Don't you like those?
Yeah, I would think you would like Vivendi. Game Loft? I don't know.
They own Game Loft, which is good. Ugh. But they also...
Maybe that's just Game Loft being blech. Maybe Vivendi has nothing to do with it. I don't know.
I'll give you a little history lesson on Vivendi and why I dislike them so much. So, back in the day, Activision Blizzard was owned by Vivendi, right? At some point, remember? Can you remember that?
Yes, yeah.
There were a lot of companies owned by Vivendi.
And so, some of the policies that came out underneath Vivendi, one was the serialization of Call of Duty series, which quickly ended after Activision left, whatever the hell it's called, left Vivendi, and then also the real money marketplace for Diablo was under Vivendi, and then after Activision Blizzard left their control... They stopped the real money auction house. So, while it's definitely not a sure thing, for me personally, it feels like Vivendi's very much like evil. Like
they're more into monetization.
They like that money.
Yeah.
They love money and they love nickel and diming people, and they're certainly willing to go against consumers, go against a lot of things to make that money. So that's the reason. I don't hate Vivendi. I don't think you can hate the
you
game.
You just have,
I just have
a history with them.
I know well enough to know what Vivendi does and how a big corporation like that is probably not a good thing, especially because Ubisoft is still like a family-run business. And that's, you know, I'd rather a family-run business than like three companies controlling the entire world. That's just me.
Ubisoft's like a mom-and-pop shop.
Yeah, and fuck the big guy.
Well, I wouldn't... I don't know. I mean, I can understand, yeah. I don't really want Vivendi taking them over either, but I just was wondering why you were, like, so pissed about it.
I think I'm pissed about it mainly because I don't fucking trust Vivendi as far as I can tell them. Because they're scary and weird, and they're a giant corporation, and they make weird choices at times. And
then again, it's Ubisoft.
But, I mean, I think there's a solid argument to be made that Ubisoft sometimes does some cool stuff. I think their Ubisoft art program is very good. I think they do good, like, smaller indie games, but they also do very heartfelt games, too. And it's just, I don't know. Ubisoft is not as bad as people make them out to be. Sure, they make bad decisions, but they've stuck by their games. They even when people all doubt them, even when The Division is basically nobody plays it anymore, they're still supporting it. And from what I hear from various
people...
The new
DLC looks pretty cool, actually.
They keep,
like,
they keep
I actually want to go try that, but nobody else has the DLC for The Division.
Then Rainbow Six Siege, I was watching the Super Bunny Hop video, I think it was, a few days ago, and he was talking about how they've kind of stuck with that community and really, really worked to make Rainbow Six Siege, like, an engaging experience over months. And while it might never gain back its following that it had at launch, it's you know, Ubisoft, they put in the work that they need to put in to make games successful. And that's a good thing.
When problems show up, they do try and fix them. Like, when people complain, they do try and address it and don't just say, like, oh, tough shit. Like, deal with all of the cell phone link-up games and your Assassin's Creed Unity. Like, they did actually make that shit, like, not require the cell phone game later on and blah, blah, blah after people complain, so...
But then they do really stupid shit during development that ruins a very large portion of the game.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're gonna make this game that is based on PvP, we're gonna make it peer-to-peer so that the server trusts all the client files.
Not smart. No, not. I mean, if you were gonna do console only, I guess you could get away with that, but
it's because they
computer.
Did it for consoles and then they thought it was fine to port it over to PC and they put zero effort into it. And that's why
I didn't think about that.
That's why I fell off of The Division. Like, right when I hit level 30, I was like, well, that's it. I'm not going to go play the fucking Dark Zone because it's full of cheaters that aren't ever going to get banned.
Yep.
So, and that's why I don't want to play the PvP survival mode they just added. But there is a PvE version of that I want to go play.
Exactly. Me too. Like, there are a lot of neat, good ideas, but sometimes there are some bad ideas as well, and I don't want, like, those bad ideas to be mandates from the top. So, yeah, I understand what you mean there, Thad, Albie, whichever. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I mean, I think it's just I don't, you know, Ubisoft might have problems, but they're problems I know, and I'm worried that the problems would be much, much worse under Vivendi, which is, hey, that's all. I guess we could kind of talk about this other problem of five Ubisoft employees being accused of insider trading and fined over $1 million. That's, you know, sizable, but it's not
actually. Is that 1.2 each?
Total.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it's five employees.
That's
spread
still
across.
A significant chunk of change.
Some estimates have put it at, like, they made $15 million, so I don't think it's hurting them too bad, though, or something like that. So... It's definitely not, it's kind of a slap on the wrist, but hey, it's at least calling them out for insider trading, but I don't know much
about
it. Yeah,
it definitely is calling them out because it has, like, their names at the bottom of this article, sorry.
Everybody's going to forget in, like, 2 weeks.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
That's true. Rich business people, nobody cares, blah, blah, blah.
But hey, Ubisoft plays the game as much as anybody else. Everybody likes a little insider trading every once in a while, am I right? Just a little bit on the side?
No.
Oh.
I like not going to jail.
Hey, I do too. If I had to pay $1 million or go to jail, I'd probably pay the $1 million. Actually, I wouldn't be able to. But
if I only had to pay like $100,000 fine off of $15 million, I'd probably go with that. Fuck it.
Yeah, if you made tons of money for your company and
just
for yourself,
so you know, here's admitting I'll commit a crime on a podcast. Here we go. Yay.
Okay. In another
fucking rich people, god damn it.
Talking about another rich person, let's talk about Konami. They're getting a new trademark called TurboGrafx.
More like TurboGraf fuck Konami.
Yes.
So yeah, Konami, you're filing for a trademark. It's probably related to that new Kanye West thing that he's going to put out. You don't think?
No.
What?
Why do you think
what?
So?
What is this news?
If anything, I'd say it's related to like just those bundles of old like emulated games being sold on Steam. Like that's, I'm pretty sure that's all this is going to be.
So Kanye West's new album is reportedly called TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah, did you see the track listing thing that has been leaked from a video?
Wait, he's serious about that?
Like, yes,
I thought that was a joke after The Life of Pablo or whatever the fuck that album's called came out.
Fair. It's hard to know with Kanye West, but sure.
Here, I'll link you the track list that people found in this video, because it's just a bunch of video game names. And I don't think any of them are actually on the TurboGrafx, now that I think about it.
No, Sonic Colors, you got, like, no, it's none of it. It's what? Somebody can opt.
Yeah, if anything, these are, like, all Wii games. These are all games you can play on the Wii.
Somebody read that track list. Somebody read that track list. Somebody the track list. Optics, go ahead.
Okay.
I have tomatoes in my mouth.
Okay, Jake, go ahead.
Let's see. I'm not even like gonna click this video because there's some of the tracks in the thumbnail. Pikmin 2.
Why Rabbids, Pikmin 2?
Rabbids Go Home.
Yes.
What? Red Steel 2.
Resident Evil, Silent Hill, Sin and Punishment 2, Sonic Colors,
Super Mario Galaxy Part 1 and 2.
What the hell is versus Capcom?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom? What the fuck is that?
These are all Wii games. It's a Wii game. It's pretty cool. Gold Lightan is in that game. It's pretty cool.
Okami? Is Okami up there at the top?
Okay, I'm going to click this because there might be other ones I can't see.
Amaterasu is in that game?
It's not a video.
Oh, there's a fucking button.
Yeah. It's just
I've been fooled.
Got
Muramasa is on there. Gary was playing Muramasa on the Wii today, like right before I started recording. Wow. Kanye's pretty cool.
Kanye's a pretty cool gamer, man. He's going to play some games because he's going to play some games. I don't know what the hell this is. This is probably kind of like the NES Classic. They're probably making a TurboGrafx version of that at some point. Who the fuck knows?
And some people think that, like, Kanye, like, maybe he's taking, like, samples from those specific games for each of those tracks or whatever. Wow.
Wow. He's going to make a video game themed album. Everybody excited? No, okay. That's the weirdest news I think I've come across in a while. I don't even know what Konami's doing. They're just burning alive over there. How about that? Anyway. So, hey, final news story. Because I'm not going to read that other news story.
Yeah, we're not reading that last one.
Why not?
Google and HTC and Oculus and a bunch of VR companies have teamed up to make a VR industry standard. So this is setting up some, you know, consumer guidelines, some production guidelines, stuff like that. It's to promote, as they say, responsible development and adoption of VR globally.
That's cool.
Didn't Oculus like do some shit to lock out a bunch of people? Like a month ago, 2 months
probably,
ago, or maybe it was maybe in June or something.
Right.
Like, this seems...
suspect?
Yeah.
Sketchy? It's...
like, I can see Google and HTC, sure, those two guys, but then Oculus... If this had come out, like, before the Oculus Rift came out, then I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. But after the Oculus Rift has been out and... they've done some real shady shit, you know. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, like this Global Virtual Reality Association. Like, what exactly are
like,
they going to
like
do besides have a website? Like,
that sounds like some Mark Zuckerberg shit.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's hopefully they can do something because it is, you know, it's an evolving industry. You want some people there to say like, this is acceptable, this is not for
right.
development. And it kind of includes everybody. I don't know how much Oculus is going to do. I feel like this is more driven by probably Google and HTC. But it's cool that it's there. It's cool that they're getting out there and trying to make it cool
that they're trying to sell VR together, and they decided the best way to do that was to group together and make all of this marketing material together and make it sound fancy and educational and shit, like, whatever.
This is the VR revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
This is probably for the best, because currently you're in this sort of like wild world of VR where you can buy like fucking $10 plastic things on eBay and then fucking have your mobile phone VR, but everyone knows that's really shitty VR and it's not great VR. So it's a kind of a standard point of like, hey, by default you should have at least like 100 hertz refresh rate or something on this to take our stamp, our rubber stamp of VR approved or something. Stuff like that is like really needed in hardware and software sales and stuff, and it's exactly the problem that HDR has had this year, because there's still no defined proper HDR setups. So you might have Sony's like HDR VR or something like that, and there's like others like HDR 4K, and there's just so many different ones, and you don't know what's actually going to support what currently in the HDR spectrum. So stuff like this is actually really good. And reading this, like, while Microsoft and Steam VR and Valve is not part of the group, HTC is at least there, so like the actual hardware maker is there.
Yeah, like, this seems like a good resource to talk to, like, other businesses, kind of, and, like, developers and things like that. Like, looking at their website's FAQ, it says that this is their direct line. The GVRA will commission international research, create educational materials, and host and participate in discussions on issues important to the future of VR worldwide. The group will also create and share best practices for industry around the world. So it sounds like they'll probably like help host panels at like GDC and stuff like that. Like, it'll just promote funding for like VR development in general. So I guess that's good. Sure, fine, work together. Okay.
Right. And I have a strong feeling that unless there's some big like sales price drops, like next year might just be the death of VR.
Yeah, it's certainly not been, you know, I think you can say there's some strong VR games. I think Super Hot looks really cool.
Right.
I think Rec Room looks all right, and there's like a bunch of stuff, but it's been a hard year for VR, and I kind of feel like this is a little too late. Like, there should have been at some point somebody coming out before the release of all these headsets and trying to get people together on some kind of standard, because now it's all like the mess. It's like, you know, you look at people getting their first experience with the VR is with often like mobile VR and stuff, and it's not
right.
You know, it's not giving people what they want. It's I don't know. I could see the general populace moving way away from VR, which would be a sad thing, I think.
And like the general uninformed populace is most likely going to look at an Oculus price of what it is, $600 or whatever, and then the HTC Vive price of like $800, and then your fucking Daydream, which is like $150 or something. Or
I think the Daydream headset is like $80 or whatever.
Like,
yeah,
I was like, looking at that that's too. So cheap. Look at that cheap VR. Why didn't I get that? And then, oh, I have to have a certain phone for it. And then also, oh, it's nowhere near as good as a Vive or a thingy. But no one's going to put that amount of effort in if they see the price difference.
I think, yeah, VR is just for the people that want to put that amount of effort in right now. So,
right.
I don't know.
And it takes only one bad experience with VR to turn exactly. a layman person off to it. So this is, like, I think an extremely important thing, and it might be happening too late. So I guess we'll see if VR next year can do more, but, you know, I think it's still
I'm
doing,
sure, like,
doing
the
well.
Industry still thinks it's very young or whatever, but, yeah, you have to make money to be a business. I don't know.
And you have to impress gamers to actually have people that want to buy your thing, and I haven't been certainly
yeah,
impressed
we're the
enough.
Idiots that'll waste money and yeah. put up with all this bullshit of, like, setup and all this other thing. Like, I don't know. Well, I know there are other applications for VR other than video games, but, yeah, it's been super disappointing on that front so far.
Is the tracking on PSVR still fucking garbage for a lot of people, but still really, but some people don't notice it or something?
Well, apparently you can improve the tracking by turning your PlayStation 4 off and on again. Like, it'll just get off by various amounts as you play. And also, if you put it into rest mode, that will make it worse. As far as I know, they haven't patched that yet. Like, that's just inherently part of the system right now, but I don't know.
I had a feeling they were gonna do something like that. It's like, oh, here's the VR headset that's gonna apply, or it's gonna be shown to the masses. Like, yeah, PlayStation 4, you can hook this shit up, and then people are gonna be VR. Oh, cool! I can try this VR thing at this lower price point, you know. And then it's fucking bad, or it makes them super sick because the tracking's awful, or they get one of the units or that doesn't work correctly, or whatever the fuck. And then you got people out there claiming there's no issues. But then you've got people that, I don't know, that I would trust more, who are being way more upfront about the tracking issues and not, you know.
And then there's like the question of, does it work better on a pro? And because like different versions of PSVR will enable like, oh, it'll have more effects on the pro or whatever, but will it still run as well? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
I mean, did you see the news just the other day? Somebody got it to work with Steam VR to play the PSVR.
Oh, cool.
Work with all that stuff. So it's like, this whole thing is freaking weird and a mess and like, it's so, and then you add on all the other
trying
stuff
to make
with
it more simple and like streamlined, and yeah, having a standard, I can understand why they would want to do that.
And then all the stuff with the PlayStation Pro adds another level of complexity to it. It's a weird time to be a gamer. It's also the best time, but it's super weird, and it's just gonna get weirder. How weird do you want to get? You want to get super
a
weird?
Lot. I love weird. I love saying the word weird. I love describing things as weird. Yeah.
If I'm reading this hot exclusive Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash trailer, the VR segment involves you using a rubber ducky and spraying the ladies in suggestive poses with your water, of course.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And they're in their bikinis, so they'll get wet. I think that's what it is. It's in Japanese, so I'm not sure. But so yeah, it can get weird.
Let's get weird.
Yep.
I think that's it for the podcast. Let's go get
can
weird.
Can we take a second and talk about that article that was like, yo, you guys remember that thing called Magic Leap? Yeah, it's bad. And yeah, the reason they're being so secretive is because it's way behind everything else and is awful. Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was The Verge, maybe? There was something that came out over this past week.
Yeah, The Verge. It was The Verge.
And it was like, Magic Leap is actually way behind. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was pretty on top. I thought it was pretty good when it connected with the Vive or the Oculus. I forgot.
You're thinking of Leap Motion.
Yes.
The hand thing. This is different.
Yeah,
this,
it confused okay. us too.
This is an augmented reality thing that they were claiming they were going to be able to put into like sunglasses form factor, like small things. And all this shit on their YouTube channel it's all just stuff that, you know, it just looks like it's not real. Like, it looks like it's just all proof of concept stuff and none of it is actual products. And it's been that way for a couple years now. And they don't, like, they're known for being secretive because, of course, they don't want to give interviews because their shit sucks and they don't want people to know that.
Right.
It's one of those things where I like VR, but I've really kind of started to turn against AR because it's like, oh God, it looks terrible. All the time they show it, it looks all awful. I don't want to have that in my line of sight all the time. I don't want that Black Mirror world. Let's not do that. Let's not make a Black Mirror, okay?
But, yeah, I just wanted to touch on that for a sec.
Yeah, no. Let's just not make a Black Mirror world. Let's not be robots. How about that?
Too late.
I think that'll do it for the podcast.
All right.
You know, check us out on Twitter. Check us out at Ramsbag. Send us emails, ramsbag@gmail.com. We love our emails, even though we don't get to them for like a month. But hey,
sorry,
we'll get there eventually. YouTube Paradise, ramsbag.youtubeparadise. Check it out. There's videos there. Watch out for stream at some point. Follow us all on Twitter. We'll see those. I think I'll just about do it. Look out for next week. We're going to be at Anime Podcast is next week. And then we're doing end of the year stuff. And watch out for a bunch of lists on the website from various people. I have a bunch of people there who are going to be doing lists for us for different things. So get hype. Yeah. I've been your host.
Think my list is going to be one thing.
Is it going to be Overwatch?
Fuck no.
I tried. What is it? Don't spoil it.
You can probably guess what it is.
Is it Steep?
No.
Yet. Okay. Is it Skate 4?
Good night, everybody.